Transcript 12.4.
You'll hear a radio interview with a teacher, Mark Vickery, who spent a month training to be a music DJ, and his mentor, DJ Alice Electric. For questions 1 to 7, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute in which to look at part 4.
The Channel 9 show Life Swap teaches participants a new profession in just 1 month. Mark Vickery is a secondary school teacher who trained to become a DJ with the help of Alice Electric. Mark, what inspired you to make the switch?
Well, I discussed the show at school because it was such an interesting concept. I mean, we all wonder what life would be like if we'd chosen different paths, but I would never have done anything about it if my sixth form class hadn't filled in the application and sent it off, without my knowledge, I might add. One of the guys I teach with made the suggestion to them as a bit of a joke, apparently.
Alice, on the show you looked quite shocked when you met Mark.
Did I? Don't get me wrong, I thought Mark was a lovely bloke, but he was just so, different. He was really quiet and reserved, and I knew if we didn't fix that, then nothing else would matter. And then there was his style, or rather the lack of it. Sorry, Mark.
No worries.
Well, he looked like what he was, a geography teacher, and this guy had barely heard of house and trance. His idea of modern music was like the Rolling Stones.
So you had to do some intensive training?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. There was so much he had to take in, memorise, in just a month. But maybe it's because he's a teacher. Anyway, it turned out that learning stuff by heart was the least of our worries. He was so uptight all the time that his DJing came across as really wooden and unconvincing. That was really frustrating for me because, musically, he wasn't bad at all. I've heard much worse from professionals.
So, what did you make of the music, Mark?
Oh, wow. It was a revelation. I'd only really heard dance music from walking past clubs or pubs, or played at top volume on someone's car stereo. In those contexts, it's just noise. But Alice showed me how complex it can be. A good DJ mixes up all kinds of genres, from rock to, well, I even heard some classical. It's very creative. To me, though, it sounds better when you're dancing. You often hear a particular line or tune over and over, which could get boring if you're listening at home.
You definitely didn't look bored when you were playing your final set in Ibiza.
No way. That expression on my face was sheer terror. Alice and her friends were such wonderful teachers. I didn't want to let them down. That was my greatest fear, even more than my worry that I would make a total idiot of myself. Some of my students had flown out to see me, and the thought of that helped me to stay focused. Anyway, it was nice to see them concentrating on me for once, instead of staring out of the window like they do in some of my classes.
I met your students, and they said they had a great time. They were also full of compliments about your teaching. Well, they did say that your lessons could do with being easier, but they loved the way you encouraged them to talk about the subject instead of just giving lots of lectures. Oh, yes. And they also said that geography was dull and you should teach music.
Was it hard to go back to school again?
Not really. I think I make a better teacher than a DJ, that's for certain. But the experience was fantastic, and I've learnt a lot. I might not look any different. As you can see, I've gone back to wearing jumpers and corduroys, I'm afraid. But I think I'm now more open to new ideas and experiences. And I think that's affected how I work in the classroom. I still prefer the Rolling Stones to Sasha or Darude, though.
Mark, Alice, thank you very much for sharing your experiences. Next week, we...